This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hi.
Isn't that a great swear word? I just said it, not on air, but just off air.
Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Bollocks, yeah. Is such a good one.
Great word.
It's also, it's kind of a sister word of poxy.
Yeah, I do like poxy, but I like poxy. I like bollocks for two reasons. Because you can say it in many ways. Like, you can be like, oh, bollocks. Like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Or you can, he's only a bollocks.
Yeah.
I love that. Or, I will him eat bollocks.
Yeah.
And also, like, you say he's only a bollocks. It's also, like, kind of like, friendly. Like, you know.
He's only a bollocks.
If
there's a bit of mess, you'd be like, ah, what a little bollocks.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also say, you did in your bollocks.
You did in your bollocks.
Yeah. And you got a bollocking.
Yeah.
And you can also say, you're a poxy bollocks.
Yeah, and that's good. That's the double.
That's fun to say.
That's the jugular.
I was chatting to someone in the office recently.
Jugular,
about this,
sorry,
about,
is another great word.
Yeah. Consternation. Callum doesn't like it.
We're back to that.
I love consternation. I love something with loads of like, and I think I was talking to someone in the office about this recently. Why is saying fuck so enjoyable for people? Why do they keep going to it?
It's like, who made
because it kind of relieves something in you. Because you're not like, say fuck today is, right now is the word and. It's not as satisfying to say.
And.
Water.
Yeah, no.
Whereas you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah,
do you know, there's the fuck.
Yeah,
one time my friend was like, Aisling, you curse an awful lot in the podcast.
But you know what's funny is,
I was like, yeah, it's because we're so uptight for the previous 3 hours. Yeah. So afraid.
We can't do anything. But feck does not have the same.
Exactly.
It doesn't have the same.
And no.
Shit is great. Oh, shite is not great.
Oh, I like shite.
I don't think.
I think we're kind of above board to say shite and feck on air, but not shit or fuck.
It took a while for us to get around our English and Australian bosses to convince them that feck and shite were okay.
I honestly, you never could have convinced me they were okay.
Really?
Being Irish, like, I can't believe we get away with the fact we say feck and shite. My mate,
I do
like,
think shite is kind of mad.
Shite,
I think feck is grand.
Feck is probably grand, but shite, I was like, I can't believe we get away with this. And like, every so often we'll throw it in. We don't say it often because obviously we get in trouble if we did it too much. But bitch.
I think bitch is mad.
Bitch is mad that we can get away with that.
Ah, bitch is after becoming a really empowering phrase. Like,
I'm that bitch, bad bitch.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a bad bitch.
But sometimes when you say she's a bitch, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, but no one would ever, we would never use the word bitch in that context.
See, I would, I think, because sometimes.
I think when you were off, Dave goes, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch. But then, didn't you that?
It was funny.
You did it as well once. We were like, poked the baby in the eye with a needle, and you were like, oh, ma, you bitch. Do you remember that?
Yeah, with an epidural.
We were talking about an epidural earlier. Like, as in, you wouldn't be like talking about someone in a major, like, that's a funny affection to be going, Ash, you bitch.
Ah, you bitch,
Like, that's funny.
But we're not going to be on air going like, oh, Hailey Bieber, do you know her? She's such a bitch. You know what I mean? You wouldn't do that. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously we don't know if she is.
No, but you use it even, I think it's all about the context you use it in. If you use it in an empowering way, like, she's a bad bitch, you see her? She's amazing. Or if you're like, affectionately, oh, would you go away with a pair of bitches?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah, totally. You know?
Or having a bitch
having
as well.
Having a bitch, bitching.
We always say that.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think there are certain ways, but it'd be very bad if we're
we've never gotten a complaint for it either.
No, we haven't. We've gotten a complaint for other things.
You're after starting it off now in the podcast.
Well done, Ash.
I dare you.
Listen, we're back here Monday. Well, we're actually here tomorrow morning for the Best of Show, but we're never really here for that.
No, nope. That's like
our record
that's the ghost of us. And we actually recorded it yesterday. So
I
don't even know what's going to
be on. It's fine. We don't even really pretend we're there. We're not. But we're back live Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend. And yeah, I can't think of anything else. Mika was amazing last night. If Mika is ever in town again or wherever you're listening to this, look up where he's gigging and go to a Mika gig. It might just really heighten your positive endorphins for the rest of your life.
Even
actually,
if you only think you know three songs, last night was basically a greatest hits.
It was amazing.
He just did all the hits. Yeah. It was fucking brilliant.
It was class.
It was poxy brilliant.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello, good morning. It is Friday the 12th of April. You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling here on Spin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
Welcome
Friday.
To the weekend.
Nice
here we
haircut,
are.
Nice haircut, Dave. Did you get your haircut?
I did not. I got it done this day last week, but thank you for noticing.
Something's different about your hair.
It's looking fresh.
It's no product, maybe.
I was going to say yes.
Maybe no
jealous.
Product.
Jealous.
Yeah, jealous. As if I just gel.
Not gel. You get back to me about that before.
Powderless.
Remember when we said gel before and he was like, oh,
he was like, gel. And then you were like, oh, sorry. Is it wax? I was like, no, it's not wax or gel.
Does that make us sound really like old millennial when it comes to guys' hair.
It's just like very 2007. No
really?
Offense if you still wear gel or wax, it's just not for my hair.
I like the gel look, the wet look.
The wet look. I remember those days where we used to go like, say like swimming with all of your mates and stuff in school.
Yeah.
And your mates would have like full blown buckets of gel.
In primary school.
Yeah, to like scoop out. And I remember all of us like right after swimming was done, like in the mirror, like doing our Spice Boy hairs.
Funny.
Spiking it up in the back and the fringe at the front.
And the bang of gel.
Oh,
the smell of it.
Whiff of it.
I actually think
it smells so weird.
I think it smells unreal.
It did smell good, to be fair, in certain ways.
It's sometimes strong, isn't it?
Yeah. But
isn't you like the smell of man?
Yeah. But then you'd have the wax and it'd be just like, I don't know, just
sticky.
like sticky and almost.
I don't really get wax. What's the consistency of it?
It's I don't know how to describe it, but it's like grease. It's like greasing your hair. Do you know what I mean? So it wouldn't actually move.
So is what you use
inch.
The powder now that would, if say you had a shower like and then you put in your powder, it doesn't feel like you've wrecked your hair with this kind of wet consistency.
No, but the only thing is it's mad sticky. So when you put in the powder right into your hair after a shower and stuff like that, I also put in some sea salt spray because it adds some texture.
Oh, David!
I know.
Jesus,
I know.
Mother of mercy.
I know.
Someone's been to the body
shop. Wouldn't call the queen my aunt. I put in sea salt spray, dry my hair, and then I put in powder, right? But when you do the powder, your hair gets so sticky. So if you go to like change your hair at a certain point, it's basically just like glue. So it really hurts. So I wouldn't recommend.
Sorry, one more question on all of this.
Oh, please do. Please go ahead.
The sea salt spray, you're probably paying top dollar. Would you consider just going down to Donna Bay and getting an old squeegee bottle?
When you say top dollar, it's about £6.
Okay,
so
but,
it's not
but
too bad.
Check, is it actually 100% sea salt? Because if so, you're being robbed.
You're actually dead right. I probably should go down. I thought you meant go and have a swim, but you're saying fill up the bottle.
Fill up a squishy bottle.
Oh, now there we go. Yeah, now we're talking.
Idea.
Yeah.
Next time, Bunny, your cleaning product bottles are empty, give it a good wash out down to the beach with you sorted.
Just make sure all the bleach is gone or you'll end up blonde.
It's supposed to be like the smell of sandy for it off you, or sandy mint off you.
The smell of jiff off you, cleaning bottle. You're on spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's 6 minutes after 7. Let's do this.
Morning.
For Friday. Feel good
the morning. Spins fully charged with now.
Beautiful things that are.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's up?
I learned something interesting yesterday via my Instagram.
I would say via.
Okay, cool. I'm right then.
You were. I just thought it was a fun word to say.
Oh, good.
You're right according to Dave.
Yeah, well, that's fine. He is God. I put up a photo of the pizza bases that I was cooking last night. Do you know this brand of pizza bases? It's called like La Piero, and they come in twos and they've kind of a brown cover label on it with some red details. They're quite thin.
I can't say I've ever made my own pizza. So.
No, I always buy my own pizza.
I always get these bases. It's like €4 for two or something. So sorry, but they're really, really, really nice. And a few people messaged me and said, did you know they are Irish made pizza bases?
Oh.
So then I kind of felt less authentic.
Yeah, less Italian.
I was trying to have an Italian night. Now I'm having Irish pizza.
Yeah, but it's great that you supported Irish, actually.
Yes.
A lot of people are delighted with you. So where are they? Italian family in Ireland or just an Irish family?
I don't know.
Pizza bases?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very convincing.
Who
though.
Knows?
They fooled me.
Irish music now from Robert Grace. This is called Euphoria. It's Spin.
Fully charged.
That's Robert Grace and Euphoria on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Can
Good
you see
morning.
That electric picnic on the main stage?
Oh, 100%.
The lineup's not out yet, so I'm not saying he's going to be there or anything, but that ending of that song.
Robert Grace should 100% perform at EP.
Yeah.
100%.
Another person who should 100% perform at EP and every other festival that ever comes around is bloody Mika.
Really?
He was absolutely unreal in the Olympia.
I forgot you went last night. You kept that quiet. How were you? Oh my God. Tell me everything.
Lads.
Tell me everything.
When Mika was announced to play in the Olympia months and months ago, we all kind of audibly screamed in the studio, except Dave. He didn't care. But we were like, whoa! Mika just summed up happiness in my teenage years.
Yeah.
He just summed up joy. He was like so out and so gay and so fabulous and so fun. He had bloody bangers. And what did you say even last night? You waited 17 years, Aisling, to see Mika?
Yeah, so I remember, like, do you remember when you'd buy an album, like a CD?
Yeah.
And like my mom, we liked the song Grace Kelly on the radio and
Love
she
that.
Bought Mika's first album and we listened to it constantly. I knew every interlude, like every single song off by heart. Me and my mom, my brother would have it on the car the whole time. And I looked that up yesterday. That was 17 years ago that album came
out. That's insane.
Which is crazy.
He did say
so it would have been like 11.
He did say on stage last night, the last time he played Dublin was in the Olympia, and that was like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Right, okay. As well, so I thought maybe one of the last times he was here, though. Do you remember he did Judges' Houses with Louis Walsh and X Factor at some point?
Oh my God,
that was a weird time in the world. Around the same time. Maybe it was, actually.
Dave, I cannot tell you about like the showmanship, the like, do you know, you hear the expression blood, sweat and tears
yes,
on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have never had a happier 2 hours in my
Seriously?
Life.
Yeah, and you could tell that everybody in the crowd was literally like, finally, like finally he's come. There's literally been no reason why he hasn't played. It's been so weird. Yeah. Like another snubber of this country. But he did say at the end, he was like, I promise it won't be as long the next time I'm back. Because like, It was absolutely electric. It is the
I saw your videos.
Loudest crowd I've ever heard.
I've never seen like a it looked like a full blown party.
It was unbelievable.
So he would do this thing where for a few of the songs he would sing away and perform away, and then it would slow it down, almost like, you know, just instrumental under him, and you think he'd just be having a chat. But he you know the way you love, I personally love when they chat to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did so much of that. A lot of storytelling, a lot of ins and outs. But like, he could stop and tell a story with the, say, the instrumental of Grace Kelly underneath him for like a solid 6 minutes.
Right.
And then somehow, and everything he said was so artistic and so planned that you think he was just telling a story, but actually he was bringing you back into Grace Kelly, but somehow giving context to that. And then he would have the crowd back in the palm of his hands and up on their feet for the final chorus.
That's so cool.
And then he'd play again. Yeah, he'd do another like three choruses.
Oh my God,
like
he was jealous.
It was really, really
good.
This
is insane.
He also sported some amazing outfits.
He really did.
He didn't just wear the one, no?
No.
The Olympia has never seen so many costumes, let me tell you.
So I actually started taking note of them. The first suit he came out in was all red down to the runners. Ran off stage in milliseconds, came back on in a gold suit. Runners, they were Velcro, pure white.
Okay.
Third was a full silver shimmer, again matching shoes, glitter ball vibes. At 21:19, I started taking times. He came back out, full pink suit with this massive.
I saw the pink suit.
Plastic
yeah.
flower.
Emma back. Was very busy during.
Yes.
He got back into the Velcro runners, then they matched very well. At 21:28, not a long time you can see within the costume changes, about 10 minutes.
Yeah. He's probably getting sweaty, to be fair.
Yeah.
He was very sweaty. He had a face on it, back into glitter runners. The next costume change was into this big, dramatic outfit. It looked like, what are they called? Those beautiful birds that have huge tails.
Oh, he had big wings. Peacock.
Like a
kind of a peacock.
Peacock
top.
Wings.
That was really for Love Today. Everybody's going to love today. Going to love today. Going to love today.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you mentioned he was sweating and I said, I know he was. Well, here's why.
This was the highlight of the night, right? He was doing Big Girl, You Are Beautiful, right? And he was like, I'm going to jump down into the pit. And everyone's like, oh my God, he's going into the crowd. Oh my God. So he climbed all the way down into the crowd. Then he got he jumped over the barrier. And then there's like kind of a secondary barrier halfway through. He got a fella to give him a boost. He then stood and balanced on the second barrier.
Oh my God.
So he's now standing up in the pit. We were sitting in the circle, right? You could see him looking up being like, I want to get up there. He disappears and then appears in the circle with us. And he runs down the steps, and I have the most incredible video of him running down.
Oh, listen, if you haven't seen this, go to Aisling's Instagram. It's Aisling_Bon, is it?
Aisling_Bon, yeah. Don't like to give a shit, but it is a very, very good video. He runs down. My mom was with me, and she was sitting on the corner, and she basically pulls him into our row.
Love that.
And he runs right by Emma. And I sweat. He definitely flicked a little sweat drop
on us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But Aisling's
mom...
And
I'll dine out on that for the rest
of
my life.
This is gas, because most people are probably like thinking about the same for like a Harry Styles or, you know, a Niall Horan. But no, Emma and Ash. Oh my God, we touch Mika.
Everyone's like, oh, that guy from like 2000.
No, but the guy honestly, from 17 years ago.
Yeah. The excitement in Aisling's mom's face, because he's kind of turning the corner and he's ripped a bit. He's 14. Right. He's absolutely shredded, and she's kind of just grabbing his bicep.
Oh yeah, she gives him a good grip. Like.
What do you call it? A mom.
She mom handled it.
Oh, she mom handled it. Good woman, Paula. Yeah. I love
that. He was fab. My friend Hannah, who I was with, said that she was absolutely. herself because she was like, I had my handbag just lackadaisical kind of thrown on the ground. She was like, I'm going to break Mika's nose. Please don't trip on my bag. Oh, lads, I would go every Saturday night.
Yeah, if he ever comes back, there won't be a ticket left.
The positivity, we said, the happiest 2 hours of my life. Here is Michael Markey. This is called Scared to Start here at Spin.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Beyond Chicago, Majestic and Million Dollar Bill. You're listening to Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning to you.
What's up?
Good morning. I come bringing you news from a faraway place called Chechnya.
Chechnya.
Which is described on Wikipedia as a Russian republic.
Cool.
So it has its own culture ministry, Chechnya. And they have banned songs that, Emma, you'll be very disappointed about.
Oh.
Very fast songs they have
I thought you were going to say Mika songs.
No, not again.
Some of his are actually quite fast, weren't they, last night?
Yeah, they've banned music that's not within a certain beats per minute. So it will exclude all kind of ravey tunes, all your type of music, but also lots of really slow music.
That's insane.
And so they've ruled that all music should correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute. Anything outside of that is out. Okay.
I guarantee it's like the main person of Chechnya is just like, well, that's my style. That's yeah, what I like.
The one main singer is like, thank you, ministry.
Wow, I've never heard of anything like that before.
I know, it's crazy. So I think the idea behind it is that they want to push like Chechen music and they're like trying to exclude music from other cultures. And artists in Chechnya have been given a deadline of the 1st of June to rewrite their music to make it fit into the beats. Otherwise, they won't be able to perform it again.
Oh my God.
I know. Mad. So I've been looking at songs that are both inside and outside the range of 80 to 116 beats per minute.
Okay.
And I want you to guess if these songs would be banned or not. Because it's actually kind of hard because some songs you kind of think, oh, they're a slow song, but actually the beat
is quite fast.
Kind of fast. Okay, so we'll go with this song.
That's
first.
That's a good clue to have now before we play this game.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Do you think this song will be banned or not banned?
I'm not an absolute pro with beats per minute, but I feel like that's lovely kind of in the mid-range.
I would say it's banned. I'd say it's too fast.
You think it's banned? Hey Ya by Outkast is not banned.
Wow.
And in fact, at 80 beats per minute, it's now the slowest possible song that can be played.
Oh my God.
Wow. Isn't that mad? In terms of beats.
That's the slowest. That's fairly upbeat.
That is very upbeat.
I know.
I mean, that's known as a real party tune.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's kind of weird.
Maybe it's just like, but apart from Hey Ya Outkast, because that's just a great song.
That's just a great song. Okay, next one.
Again, I'm not a musical expert and I don't really understand beats per minute, but now that I'm focused on the beats, I think that that's actually faster than the Hey Ya song.
I would imagine a place like Chechnya, who are banning music, probably don't like Taylor Swift very much.
Because everybody else does.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to say no, it's banned.
It is banned because this song is 118 beats per minute. It is 2 beats over.
It's too fast.
2 beats too fast.
And again, that's known as kind of, you would imagine that's more of a sing-along.
Yeah, like a slower kind of one.
Wow. Poor Taylor, she just took 1 beat out or 2 beats out.
I know. What about this one? Our favourite. Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me.
I'd say that's too slow, is it?
I would have thought it'd be too slow, but I'm trying. I don't know anything anymore.
I know, it's actually really hard.
I thought I knew what beats per minute was. Now I'm like, no, I haven't a clue. I would say
maybe drummers would know.
It could be quite a long one, so maybe it's, I don't know. I'm gonna say he's allowed to keep it.
He is allowed to keep it. Lewis is sitting happy right in the middle, 102 beats per minute.
Wow.
Let's go for this one.
Frank is grand, I'd say.
Not a chance. No. I'd say he's too slow.
Too slow?
Yeah, I was there going, where is the beats in this?
Oh, yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
0 beats per minute.
Frank Sinatra is out. He's way too slow.
Yes.
Good luck, Frank.
Wow.
Yeah, no more Frank. And then, this brings a tear to my eye. How could you ban this?
Right foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross.
The cha-cha slide, 135 beats per minute.
Too fast.
No go.
There won't be any dance.
There'll be no more cha-cha slide.
There'll be artists on Spotify, you know, looking at the Spotify stats being like, what am I doing wrong in this particular area?
In this area.
I'm having absolutely no joy.
Do you think people would start soundproofing their kitchen? They'd be like, 1 foot, this down, do. 1 foot, two stone.
The neighbours downstairs were like,
I think
did he just do a crisscross?
Yeah, I heard it's cha-cha real smooth.
This is a fresh hit to spin.
New to the playlist. Brand new sound. Discover new music now.
I can't stop thinking about the neighbour downstairs. The sweet and brush.
Yeah, yeah.
This is brand new music for you this morning, just out of the oven from Dua Lipa.
Wow.
It's called Illusion on Spin. I've been known to miss a red. Fresh out of the oven, as I said, from Dua Lipa. That is Illusion on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
She can do no wrong.
Fresh new music for you this morning. You know who else has new music out today?
Who?
Perry Edwards.
Oh, Little Mix Perry Edwards.
Launches her solo career and we're going to get to that new tune on air after 9 o'clock this morning. Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
Good to see you.
Not even 8 o'clock and your chance to win a gorgeous €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors on the show this morning. It's all because they have their home and garden sale on right now. In their stores at Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park, they've got big savings on all collections. Sofas, dining, bedroom and garden accessories. I've decided something.
Go on.
I think as you get older, you have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And something that's been in my mind a while lately, as I am spammed with loads of interior stuff on Instagram.
Oh no, is this going to make us think you're really old now?
Are you buying a cot?
You know the way they just hit you with this random stuff and they're like, oh, female, 30.
Yeah.
A headboard. I'm ready for a headboard.
Do you not have a headboard?
There's no headboard in my rental
house. Get your life together.
I know. I don't have one. I'm just a mattress up against the wall.
Oh my God, what are you, a college student?
Yeah, I was going to say, it gives college student no headboard.
And you love, like, your favourite thing is your bed. Like, you have, like, these bed clothes for days. You have, like, 40 pairs of bed clothes.
That actually is shocking. Your bed is your sanctuary.
You don't have a headboard.
Nope, there's not one in my house.
If anyone in the world that I would thought would have the fanciest headboard, it would be Emma Nolan.
If I was to pick someone in the world who I thought had a couple of headboards that they swap in and out,
I think
it was Emma Nolan.
That's the headboard room.
She has about 50 different sets of bed sheets.
Once a month I go down and I pick up the new headboard and do the swap.
Oh my God, Emma.
Yeah, it's just not in my house. I don't have one. So that's what I'd be hitting up. Should I win this €200 living voucher?
God.
But obviously, that's not up to me.
Even I have a headboard.
Emma, walk, don't run to Easy Living and get yourself a headboard. You are deprived.
Listen, every single day on the show this week, we got a €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors, and all you got to do is play our really easy quiz.
Yes, it's 20 seconds on the clock, 5 questions, the easiest you could ever imagine. We're talking 1+1 people and different noises that animals make. It is lowbrow.
Yeah,
often we're highbrow on this show.
Aisling, A, B, C, D, E,
F, G.
Well done. That's it.
You know, that's,
you would have got it correct.
I would have got €200 voucher for Easy Living. So if you want to play the really easy quiz, it's your last chance of the week. You got to WhatsApp us the word quiz now with your name to 087-711-1038.
Get in touch with us for your chance to win this morning here at Spin. Dylan's on to play this morning. What's going on? How are you?
I'm all going on the way home from work.
On the way home? You had a night shift, did you? What do you do?
I work in a homeless hospital. I'm a duty manager.
Fair play to you.
Fair play to
amazing,
you, Dylan.
Dylan. What time are you working since?
I get in at 4 and finish right in the morning.
Wow. Oh my God, that is... Oh, at 5 p.m.
5 p.m, yeah.
Oh my God, dear. That's a long shift.
That's
Dylan.
A long shift,
Dylan. Do you get to put the head down, Dylan, overnight at some point?
No. You have to be up all night.
Oh my God, wow. Dylan, that's like 15 hours, is it?
Yeah, it's not bad though. You come home and then you sleep. You're only on 2 or 3 days a week.
Right, okay.
Not bad at all, Dylan.
Fair play to you, Dylan.
Handle it. Are you off for the weekend, Dylan?
I'm actually on my way down to Donegal now with the kids. We're going to see that. No, the Wild Island. They have a brown bear and they have minxes and...
I don't know anything about this. Dylan, tell me everything. There's a bear? Is it real?
Yeah, they have a real brown bear. They have lynxes. They have wild boar. All the native animals they use to actually be native to Ireland. But extinct in Ireland.
Oh my God, I'm going to Donegal as well. I'll see you there. That sounds great.
Sorry, you're heading off with the kids. That'll be such a nice weekend, Dylan.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah. It's in a place called Bournefoot on Donegal.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, I'm going to write that down on my list of bucket. My bucket list.
list of bucket.
All right, Dylan. and we want
you
to
have over 200 animals.
Right, okay. Oh God, are you on the advertising board, Brady? Because it's working. Dylan, we're going to play the really easy quiz and get you a 200 euro easy living voucher. Are you ready to play?
I am, yeah, thanks
very
much.
Very simple. Let's see if we can get you this 200 euro voucher.
We're going to kick off with this, Dylan. How do you spell the word cow?
C-O-W.
Name any letter of the alphabet.
P.
What currency do they use in America?
Dollars.
Yeah.
What animal goes...
Sheep.
Yeah, name any month of the year.
July.
Oh, we're phoning it in, Dylan.
We are really phoning it in.
Hand into that voucher. 200 euro, easy living voucher to you, Dylan. Happy days.
I love people's brains and how they're so different. If someone said name any letter of the alphabet, I don't think I'd pick P.
No, I wouldn't pick P. Not at all.
That was random, Dylan. What was the thought process?
Thanks very much. I've seen a sign and it's just like P.
Very good.
Listen, safe driving to Donegal. Fair play to you. Your work sounds amazing and have a lovely weekend. Thanks for listening to us, okay?
Thanks very much,
guys.
Thank you.
See you, Dylan. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 7.52 now. Obviously, we do have the golden ticket on a Friday on the way very soon as well.
Oh, yes.
Now, though, Joel Corry, this is Drinking on Spin. Woke up, you'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Joel Corry, MK, Rita Ora and Drinking on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Never has there been more of a perfect example of a man just living his best life.
Oh, what's he at now?
As is Joel Corry.
Do tell.
He's just always on holidays. He's obviously going back to do his residency in Ibiza this summer and he's rocking a mullet. And he looks class.
Does he have a mullet
he
now?
He does have a little bit of kind of tuft at the back and I'm kind of vibing with it.
Ooh. Very cool.
My pal Joel, I think he just packs up his bags and moves to Ibiza for like 4 months of the year.
Honestly.
What a life.
He's the definition of a buzzer.
And do you remember, we were chatting to him only a couple of months ago and he was just like, I come home every now and again during the Ibiza season just, you know, so I can see my mum and get roast dinner.
Oh, yeah.
She'd do my washing. I was like, yeah, mums are always there for the same reason.
I get it.
We are all Joel Corry in our own way.
After 8 o'clock, we want to give you the opportunity to win a trio of prizes on Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. We want you front and centre at this summer's hottest festivals.
Oh yeah, we got you to Sea Sessions, we got you to Longitude, and we also got you to Electric Picnic.
Yes, unbelievable. And if you want to get in to play the golden ticket, be a winner on the first week of this amazing prize. It's golden in a WhatsApp now, 087 711 1038.
We're going to play after 8.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hello, good morning. It is 3 minutes after 8. You're listening to Fully Charged on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
I went to Sunnymeade yesterday to A, see the sinkhole.
Oh yes, did you see it?
And B, see my granny. I did see the sinkhole. I was disappointed because they've covered it up with like just road signs.
Yeah, but like you can still see it now.
You couldn't see in.
What?
I know, I wanted to see what was inside.
Oh, that's annoying.
If you don't know, there's a sinkhole outside the Mason Sandy Mount. It's just a big hole in the ground. It's mad looking.
What are they hiding?
I know what's in there. A treasure trove.
Maybe.
I was disappointed. I was worried about the ice cream machine because I often get a 99 in the Mace and the ice cream machine is fine. It's very close to the ice cream machine. Whew, I did get one just to test if the sinkhole had affected the quality of the 99.
But everything was fine.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Went to my granny's then and witnessed something. A pocket of kind of Irish culture that I didn't realise existed. The wheeling and dealing of a Padre Pio relic.
Sorry?
What?
Start again.
I went into my granny's, right, and she had a little bag in her hand and she was like, oh, I'm waiting for my neighbour to come down. She's about to collect this relic from me. I said, what are you doing with a relic? Her neighbour had gotten a relic of Padre Pio for 1 hour and this was being wheeled and dealed past the parcel of the relic around the little estate.
What's the relic?
It was like Padre a cross Pio. That Padre Pio had touched or something.
Wow.
And it was going, she called back and got it. My granny had it for 10 minutes to bless herself with it or whatever.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, and then she was like, I'm after calling my friend. She loves Padre Pio, so she's coming down and I'm going to give it to her in her car. And then I have to drive it back to the fella who gave it to me. And I've been to Mary up the road and my mother's had it for a while and whatever.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
That's
and then it's like a real, back to him that, and then he's passing on to somebody else.
That's a real sense of community and I love
so
that
nice.
So much.
Beautiful.
So there's relics being passed around.
And I wonder how
Ireland.
Like, what's the kind of, you know, word on the street? As in, how do they all become like into find out about this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she was like, oh, I knew somebody in work and they said to me, I'm going to have a Padre Pio relic in about a month's time. Do you want me to text you when I have it?
Oh my God.
I know, but it's like, very planned.
How do you even get that? I thought that would be in like a museum or something. I thought it would be, I know. Do you know what I mean?
But I think they're like people in hospital might like, you know, bless themselves with it or whatever.
Yeah,
if they're sick or for any reason.
And again, I'm not trying to be negative.
Okay.
I just hope someone's not spamming them.
I did think that. I said, now I hope to God he did actually touch
Padro
this.
Padro better have laid a finger on that bloody thing. 100%. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Half a sandy mouth going around blessing themselves with it.
I kind of want to know, like, are there a lot of these going around? Are they real rarities?
Wow. I can't get over this.
This one made it through a few people within 1 hour.
I was trying to think, the only thing I like can come close to, like, you know, when your mate would get something and you'd share it with you, it was like PlayStation games.
Yeah,
or, do you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. Or, like,
or a book.
Yeah, do you know what was another one? When you used to get CDs and you used to take it so you could burn it onto your thing and give it back to your mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's all I can think of.
You know
of.
What? It's like old-timey Netflix passwords.
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is my friend Ian, when we were teenagers, his dad worked in Apple or something, one of them anyway. So we'd all be going up with our little iPods being like, I don't care what music's on your iTunes, just hit me up with something.
Yeah, give me loads.
Christmas and no one.
I love that. That's adorable, though.
I know.
Yeah, that's very
cute. A load of a relic.
The golden ticket is on the way next here at Spin.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Okay, just to say, as much as it was in a confined, beautiful theatre last night, for some reason, Mika gave me festival vibes.
He really did.
Just to bring it, Ashling and I went to see Mika last night in the 3 Olympia. Unbelievable.
He described the theatre as a jewellery box.
Ah, stop.
Yeah. The inside of a jewellery box.
I do love the Olympia, and I think people, when they perform the Olympia, absolutely love it.
They do love it, yeah. But all through the gig, I was like, if he played any tent at any festival, everybody would be like, that was the highlight.
I'm going to that,
yeah.
And I think as well, a lot of people would have called it like an underrated best gig they've ever been to,
totally,
kind of a thing.
There you go. Festival Republic, I hope you're listening.
Yes.
Get Mika on that list.
But there's just something about last night, even though it was indoor and you didn't have your wellies on, that just gave me that vibe of like, oh, the joy.
Yeah.
The joy that you get from a festival experience. And with that in mind, as Spin is summer's number one hit music station, we think it's important to get you front and centre at this summer's hottest festivals. Whether you're a festival goer yourself, or it's going to be your first time, can't encourage enough to just try it. You'd have a ball.
Yes. Oh, you would indeed. We have got your tickets to Sea Sessions in Bundoran and Longitude at Marley Park and Electric Picnic in Stradbally.
It is our mission to get you there.
Involved in one prize, not divvied out, all yours to do what you want with, bring
and
who you want to.
Mika will be on one of them.
Yeah,
I'd
it's
love
a good
that
chance.
So much. Mika is all I'm going to be saying in my head for a long time now. Ellie's on to give this a go this morning. How are you, Ellie?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are all guns blazing. You want this golden ticket, I believe, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. What are you doing this morning?
I'm just getting ready to go to work.
What do you do, Ellie?
I work in childcare.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Are you a childminder? Are you working in a school? Are you working in
I work in a NANA, actually, a preschool.
Oh, very nice.
Good. Dave
very,
likes
very
specifics.
I do like specifics.
Yeah.
How many children are under your care on an average?
I've 19 at the minute.
What? 19?
Wow.
Whoa.
What's
That's
the
incredible.
Age range?
They're 3 and 4.
And wow. Who is your favourite?
No favourite.
They're all equal.
Oh, a politician's answer. Ellie.
Very
I like
a very good child.
So what is it about this that has your guns blazing? Are you a festival gal normally?
I am, yeah.
Do you? What do you normally go to?
Electric Picnic is my favourite festival, and the tickets were like gold dust this year.
Yeah,
so
they were.
I know, and they go on sale so early, like as soon as it's over basically, and you're like, oh, I'm still broken.
Yeah,
here.
I don't understand that. As soon as it's over, they go on sale, and I'm like, no, I can't. There's not a chance.
I'm broke.
And I'm not trying to be like whatever about it, but sometimes I'm like, that's a bit harsh on the people who've just spent all their money from being there.
And
EP
habits to spend right now again.
Right.
Anyway.
So you don't have EP tickets yet?
No.
And you don't have Longitude or Sea Sessions either?
No tickets.
All right, well, we've got them all.
It's not looking like
in a little stack.
It's not looking like a good summer so far, so let's see if we can change that, Ellie. Are you ready to play? This is Emma, Dave and Ashling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word
swap.
When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Yeah.
Deadly.
Okay. Let's go, Ellie.
Where are you from?
Lucan.
Ellie from Lucan. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap!
Oh, swap it on the first one.
You definitely know it, but the intro was kind of tricky, I suppose. Prada.
No, I do know it. You just pull a blank when you're putting
yeah,
on
the really fair enough.
It's Casso and Ray, Prada.
Yeah, knew yeah. that one.
Yeah. Raging. Right, well, don't worry about it, Ellie. We are back to 25 seconds.
Yeah,
and
it's
we
like
have,
it never even happened.
It's like it never
New
even
game.
Happened.
That was just a practice yeah,
that was just a joke.
Yeah. And let's go for song, a brand new song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You're my little boot thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say. Oh, it's called Boot Thing, but I don't know who sings it.
Oh, no.
Here, it's not Small Puzzle.
It's not, yeah.
No idea.
God. It's not Small Puzzle.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm so bad at this game.
I wouldn't mind, Ellie, but we play it non-stop.
Yeah.
I know.
There's your time.
I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Now, his name, we always joke about his name because it just sounds like he's a lad from down the road in Crumlin. It's like Paul, his name is just Paul Russell.
Paul Russell.
It's
yeah.
not like the Kid Leroy or, you know, a really big super name. It's just Paul
it's
Russell.
Just
does
Paul
it ring
Russell.
A bell when you hear it?
Yeah, I win it every day in the car. It's so much different.
You have so many holidays and so many tickets in your head.
Sorry, Ellie.
Sorry about that, Ellie.
Thanks
but
so
you
much
look,
for
may,
having me.
Maybe if someone out there listening has tickets, you can find each other. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Get your friends on to play and bring you with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See
please
you later.
Thanks so much.
Have
guys.
A great day. Bye.
We crack on again on Monday. Register right now. Get your summer sorted on us. C Sessions tickets, Longitude tickets, and Electric Picnic tickets, all for the taking in one individual prize.
Especially if you knew that, you'd be like Prada, Ray.
Sure, yeah. You did.
So I was obviously on. I think what day was it? I don't know what day it was, but I think it was Tuesday, but I went to get my acupuncture. Do you remember I was telling you about this all last week and I was so nervous because I was like, I'm going to have to get like needles in me and they're going to puncture me and I don't know how it's going to feel.
Was like, I'm going to get needles in me face. And I was like, darling, I do that all the time for Botox. It's
You're going to be all holy.
Yeah, all holy.
You're
gonna
be like cheese.
But, do you know what? I went in.
Swiss cheese.
I was
like
thinking
cheese.
I was going to be like a balloon filled with water. You know when they poke holes in the balloon and all the water just falls out. It would be bleeding all over the place. Out comes
little
air.
Spurts.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I walked in at this place in Stony Batter and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm here for acupuncture or whatever. And she was like, oh, well, we'll do a consultation first. And she chats to me about my diet and she chats to me about, you know, my lifestyle and
Question
things like that.
For you, were you honest with her about your diet?
I was. See, like, I wouldn't, there's only certain people I wouldn't be honest with. That's probably mostly my mom that I wouldn't be honest with about my diet and my lifestyle. Yeah. Whether it's, I think my mom is under no false pretenses that I'm the most unhealthiest person in the world.
I think the people of Dublin know.
Sometimes it's like the shame of, you know, when you go to the doctor and they're like, so are you at it? And you're like, don't eat the best.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I always say.
Are you active? Somewhat.
I did. You know what I said to her? And I was like, why did I say that? I said, I'd say I get about an hour walk now at least 5 times a week. And then I was like, that's a total lie. I don't know why I said that.
You know, the other day I was at the
it's
doctor.
Way less.
It's way less.
I was at the doctor during the week and he took my blood pressure and then asked my weight and I was like, oh God. So I said my weight and went, yeah, like I've put on a few pounds lately but I'm working on it. And he was like, no, you're grand. I just need to work it out for your...
why are we like this?
Like apologising for being myself.
I don't know what that is. It must be an Irish thing, but we're just all like that. I've seen whenever...
I think 5 times a week, doctor.
Yeah, whenever we go to the doctor, we're just like, but I'm not that bad now. I've seen worse people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she goes, right, look, we're not going to do any acupuncture today with the needles or anything. I'm going to put you on supplements. I want you to be like, basically, get... Basically, she wants me to be
a temple.
A cleanse, basically, before I start doing acupuncture. I don't know why, maybe because she's worried about the needles
come out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All the bile.
Just pure acid. So she goes, right, so we're going to put you on alfalfa. And I was like, that's your man from the Little Rascals.
That's a funny name.
And I've never heard of
that. She was just like, yeah, and she was like, you're going to take four of these a day. She was like, do you eat breakfast? I was like, no, I don't eat breakfast. She was like, guarantee you, after a couple of days on these tablets, you're going to want to eat breakfast. And I was like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I haven't eaten breakfast in my life. The first day I took this alfalfa, right? Four pills you're supposed to take at 6 a.m. when I get up, right?
Wow.
I ate around me.
Did you?
I had a breakfast for the first time. I had Cocoa Pops in here.
Oh,
I know,
God,
by the way.
I was wondering the Cocoa Pops were going in the studio.
Not that much healthier, by the way. Just, I've eaten a lot. Yeah. I went home and had a chicken fillet roll, and then an hour later, I had four waffles and three fish fingers.
Okay, this is a problem. Whoa. She's trying to cleanse you and yeah. give you more of an appetite, and you're eating nothing but shite.
I had two magnums and a packet of bacon fries.
Two magnums. At what point do you finish the Magnum and go, we'll go again? Do you know what, lad?
Round two.
Throw me over another one there.
And then I had my dinner, which was a fit food. And then I think I had an oven pizza or something like that.
No, you didn't.
Around me.
Oh,
and I was so confused. Now, to be fair, I've been off the vape 40 days as well. So that's making
40
days and 40 nights. And that's making me eat a lot more as well.
Okay.
But I looked up these alfalfa things and I brought them in for you to have a look at the tabs, right?
Show me.
So these are the tablets. This is what they look like.
The size of them.
Look at the size of them.
They're so big and you have to take four of them.
I have to take four of them.
They're okay, like, sorry, it looks like it looks like a capsule filled with cut grass.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. But and she goes to me, she goes, look, they might be a bit tough in your stomach. They're a bit grassy. I was like, what the hell
she
does that mean?
They're
a bit grassy. And so I put them in my mouth and I was like about to take the water and like taste the grass. I was like, these are rotten. But if they're helping, they're helping. I looked them up what alfalfa is. It's like pellets for like rabbit food and like horses. It's basically hay.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is. So
who is this woman? Sorry, can we Google? Is this legit? Where did you go? Is it a barn?
Did you go to a vet?
Yeah, I've accidentally went to a vet.
You're right. I'm going to look this up. Alfalfa.
Yeah, have a look at alfalfa because I'd love to know if it is actually a real thing, if anyone else takes
you're
it.
You'll be neighing before the end of the
weekend. I'm pretty sure I said it to producer Callum and he said, alfalfa, yeah, my pet rabbit takes that.
Sorry, the first sentence about alfalfa on Wikipedia is, alfalfa is used for grazing, hay and silage, as well as a green manure and cover crop.
Okay, get your guesses in. By Sunday, will Dave be a horse or a tractor? Because it'll be one or the other. He'll either come in beeping his horn like a tractor or...
Ooh. Oh my God.
Or he'll turn into a magnum.
That's me.
One of three.
I was just telling you that I went to get acupuncture for the first time the other day and she didn't even put any needles in me. She just gave me supplements. These supplements have made me eat around me. I have had the worst diet all week. I've been eating non-stop. I said for dinner the other day I had, basically an oven pizza and a fit food, and then I had two lunches, which was a chicken fillet roll, and I also had waffles and fish fingers, and then before that I had Cocoa Pops, and then I had
unhealthy.
Two magnums and a packet of bacon fries
as well.
Yeah,
a lot of reaction to that in particular.
Two magnums and a packet of bacon fries for dinner. There's some men left.
The thing is, these supplements are meant to cleanse out your body before the acupuncture, and you're just filling it up with even more rubbish.
I looked up what these things are. So these supplements are called alfalfa, and when I said it to producer Callum yesterday, he was like, yeah, my rabbit takes them.
So now we're starting to think that maybe Dave went to a vet.
They have a grassy taste, you said.
And that's what your one said. She was like, by the way, these are a bit grassy. I was like, what does that mean?
We've Googled them. There's the word silage and the word manure came up. Leslie got in touch and said, my horse is on alfalfa. She loves it. Someone else has also sent a screenshot that it helps with the menopause.
Brilliant.
What are these things?
Oh,
you're being scammed, Dave.
Go out and visit Leslie's horse over the weekend.
Yeah, if I'm running low, I'll go out to the horse.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show.
Okay.
That's what they say about us.
So on Thursday, the 25th of April, just shy of 2 weeks now, we are putting on the worst show ever. of Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Reason being, we told you about this yesterday, it's approaching Radio Awards season. And basically, you might not care that much about Radio Awards season, and we didn't either until we didn't get nominated last year.
We were so sure of it, we were like, yeah, it doesn't really matter, we'll get nominated. We got nothing.
Yeah, until we sat and watched them come out and went, oh, we're not there at all.
Yeah, not
good. We were looking down through the categories, no, not nominated there.
No.
Do you remember we sat in the cafe and we were like, right, let's count out how many we've got. No, nothing there, nothing there, nothing there, nothing there.
Oh, we didn't enter for that one. Yes, we did. We entered three.
Oh, okay. Oh, crap. Damn it.
Then we sat there on the night in our glad rags and watched loads of other wonderful people in the radio industry win the awards that we hadn't put in.
We did the sad Oscars.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
great show. No, fair play to them.
Woo! Yeah, woo.
We decided, considering we put so much work into this entry last year, several of them, House Scarlet for us, lads.
Yeah, really embarrassing.
We decided this year we're going to kind of sabotage the whole thing and we're going to enter the worst radio show ever.
Yeah, yes. If our best isn't good enough, fine. Wait till you see our worst.
And go from there. This is going to be a mixture of things that we're planning that will go wrong, just horrible disasters, and things that we don't even know about. Producer Callum is working behind the scenes on this, so it is going to be truly terrifying.
It's like, also supposed to be really, really bad for, it's going to be our worst show ever for individually. For like Emma, apparently for a certain moment, me for a certain moment, and you for a certain moment. It's going to be bad.
This is the stuff we really don't know, okay? Yeah. So we're asking you the question, what in your opinion listening would make the worst radio show ever on Fully Charged? And we're saying, don't be mean, don't be like, oh, that's what you get every day.
It already is. It's shy.
No, some really good suggestions have been coming in. Your suggestion on how to make this the worst radio show ever. It's going to be a good crack, obviously, on Thursday the 25th. Here are some that's come in.
Yeah, if you're looking for a bad radio show, you should still get a big, huge, massive jigsaw and do it on the radio. Imagine how everybody's head is melted driving into work and the 3 years are just like, oh, I think that piece goes there. Oh, no, I think that piece goes there. Oh, my God. Pull the radio with your teeth.
That's so good.
Oh, my God, I'm writing that down. We're going to do a jigsaw.
We just do something really, really visual.
So, yeah.
It's like a Christmas when radio stations put on a lights, you know what I mean, where they turn on the Christmas lights. It's like, what good is this? It's on radio.
I can't see
it. Oh, those Christmas lights look great on radio.
That was Jago. This is from Michaela.
Lads, at one point for that worst show ever, you should pretend to have a big argument and one of you walk out for 20 minutes or something. Make it real dramatic and you know, if it's a slow news day, it might even get in some of the news headlines or whatever, you know, when you're scrolling through Facebook. Oh, big drama on Emma Day, but
That's brilliant.
God, we have to that's have very a fight. Good. Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
A big fight.
I think the person who's least likely to storm out of the studio is probably Aisling.
Yeah,
so
true.
I'd put that on you.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Any ideas for the worst show ever, Louise?
So I reckon Dave should put jawbreakers in his mouth for the whole show. Just one jawbreaker after the other. Line them up and just keep going the whole day.
No, imagine, I think it would be so funny. Imagine Dave trying to bring us a showbiz story or something while he's like,
oh, yeah.
You're not
something really serious and he's got this big jawbreaker.
We famously do a lot of serious things on the show.
Yeah, always.
So is that just so, it will be really annoying to listen to?
No, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, you'd be drooling all over the microphone and everything.
I'm so confused, but you know, I'm kind of here for it. I do love a gobstopper. However, I don't think I'd need multiple. You'd only need one. You're not getting through a full gobstopper in a show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when it gets small, it wouldn't be a funny use.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be funny anymore.
Sorry, so you can be on the watch then. You can be it's getting a bit too small.
I love you. I just think it's hilarious.
Louise, you text in when you think he needs to refresh.
It's getting a bit small there, Dave. Time to refill.
To reload.
You're our official gobstopper correspondent on the morning, Louise.
That sounds good to me, Louise.
Fair enough.
We have to cut straight, drop everything, go straight to you when you think he needs a new gobstopper. Thanks a million, Louise. Talk to you later.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
Louise,
bye.
I guess. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye. This in from Jim as well.
I think you should have a conversation about the texture of onions. Such a polarizing vegetable. Some people love them, some people hate them. Riveting radio altogether.
That is true. Some people do hate them.
It does sound like Jim maybe heard someone somewhere talking about the text.
It was on Radio 1 or something.
Didn't enjoy that conversation at all. 087-711-103. Get them over.
These are brilliant.
The worst show ever. These are top tier. It's all happening on Thursday, the 25th of April. James was on.
Maybe when Aisling's doing one of her inspirational speeches / poems, and it's a real listen to me moment, and the fire alarm keeps going off, and buttons accidentally keep on getting pressed, and interruptions are happening constantly, and she can never catch her flow.
Love that.
But that doesn't just have to be Aisling, that could be anybody, you know. Her Dave's mom can come in midway through the show giving out about how he left his jocks on the floor and his fish fingers on a plate under his bed or something like that, you know, when he stayed over the weekend or something.
His fish fingers on a plate under the bed.
That's my legacy. Is fish fingers under the bed. Great.
James Ma comes in.
Oh, James, nail on the head.
Gives out to him about leaving.
That is brilliant.
His jocks on the floor or his fish fingers under the bed. That was fantastic.
Why not?
Robbie was on.
Morning, guys. Just an idea for the worst show ever. Let's play around with Dave's mic, maybe pitch it up a little bit to almost like a chipmunk kind of voice.
This is sound like it's going to be a Dave's worst show ever.
Bash Dave.
Aisling is standing by. What do you think, Ash? What should we do for the worst show ever?
I think for the girly quiz on the day, you should ask 3 really hard questions and have the lifelines only be that he can call 3 females, but that we don't know who they are, and they're 3 females that maybe he would want to ask those questions to, like his nana or his mom or someone like that.
Aisling, you know what? As soon as you picked up the phone, I was like, Aisling seems like a nice person. No, I was completely wrong on that.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
Asking a really intimate question, and it's like, okay, standing by, we have your phone, a female, and it's your granny Doreen.
Or it's your ex.
Yeah, it's my ex-girlfriend or something.
Oh, your ex.
Oh my God. All of Dave's exes are on the line.
One lifeline is nana. Doreen, one's his mom Grania, and then the other is a trio of his exes.
All in a room together. They've all been talking about you for the last time.
This is not Dave's worst show ever. It's the worst show ever.
Aisling, you're a genius.
It would be our best show, because listening to that would be brilliant.
That's kind of the whole point.
That's exactly. Oh, Aisling, here, you're a radio genius. Thanks, Aisling.
Thanks again, guys.
Can't wait to hear it.
Please appreciate it.
087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes and your suggestions on how we can make the worst radio show ever. Dave's really getting it here.
I hope she got my I hope she got my sarcasm there, being like, yeah, appreciate it. I don't.
Here's Rachel.
I think Jared, the worst show ever, you should do the show on the move on your way to Lombramer Mines, where Dave will get whacked during the girly quiz. And I also think that you should make them really difficult questions to guarantee as much waxage
as possible. Okay.
Oh, whoa. I feel like ideas for the girly quiz, which will be happening that day because it's a Thursday.
I can already see myself beginning to cry.
It's going to be a great day for us. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited. If you think Aisling and I should get it too, by all means, get in touch. Just in general, the worst show ever, things that could go wrong, things that could make the show a pain to listen to, but hopefully still entertaining. We're open to any suggestions. Voice notice 087-711-103 and save the date as well. It's happening on April 25th. Because if you don't save the date, you'll be like, God, what's going on?
They're terrible.
We'll update you further on Monday on this, but just to give you a flavour of what's coming in, okay?
I don't think you should do the show like an 80s DJ at 24. It's like call out the song and you sing with the song, and they just a shout out for, say, Dave and Kulak, whoop whoop, and every song you play the DJ sings with and interrupts the song and sings. I think that'd be a great idea.
Like Angela, top tier suggestion.
So good.
I can't wait for this. It's all happening on April 25th. Make sure you're with us, and suggestions, voice notes, them to us at any stage. If anything comes to you, it's going to be absolute lunacy, and I cannot wait.
It's going to be terrible.
It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Morning, you're on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. How are we?
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Yeah, thank God for that. Do you remember before I was telling you, Dave, about the time I got so fed up of the kind of things that Instagram were giving me that I muted so many keywords?
Dogs and babies and everything.
So I felt like Instagram just kind of saw the algorithm, saw my age, saw my gender, and then was like, you should have your own home. Yeah. You should have three children. Boom.
Here's where you should be in life right now.
Exactly. You should have a little golden retriever puppy. But like, it was off the wall, wall to wall, baby content, couples content, engagement photos, wedding planners, all this kind of stuff. So I brought you the list on the show of the amount of keywords which were like baby, child. Anyway, it's kicked off again because they're running out of things to hit me with. The big thing now, and I'm not sure, and again, this isn't like necessarily a moan. I'm just pointing out the fact, if you're a girl, I'm sure you deal with this online all the time too, that your sponsored ads are often about beauty standards and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. What would you normally get your sponsored ads about on Instagram?
I suppose aftershave is a big one.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, random just clothes websites that I'd never use.
Okay, so for example, right, yesterday, I got, and this happens literally every day.
I'm getting a lot of Temu at the moment. What? Is that a thing? Temu, T-E-M-U?
I have completely blocked them because they're annoying.
They're everywhere.
They're spamming the bejesus out of it. So I was getting a lot of fasting, keto fasting and all this. So I was like, you know the usual, I'm not interested in this ad, it's not relevant to me. Stop.
Yeah.
So I just noticed as I moved down through the list, then another app came up, intermittent fasting. This really started to annoy me now. This is all within a minute of each other.
God.
So I blocked them. I moved on. A 30-day challenge. This is what losing 102 pounds with walking looks like.
Oh my God, leave me alone.
I blocked them. So then literally refresh the homepage to see next in. Wall Pilates by Harna. How long does it take to lose 20 kg with Wall Pilates? Blocked them and said I'm not interested in the content.
For God's sake.
Stop.
Next one. Three best exercises to get a flat belly for a busy mom. Blocked them.
Oh my God.
Next. What is my weight loss block? Blocked them. Next. Get ready for a vacation with intermittent fasting. Blocked them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Sorry, do a Twitter thread on this.
I swear.
This is ridiculous.
Price. Intermittent fasting. How to lose 30. That's literally from one refresh. Next.
Do you know what mine is? I went on Instagram. My first ad is HelloFresh.
Be healthy.
Homemade in 30 minutes. Yeah. So it's mine's telling me to eat. Yours is telling me to not.
No. Yeah.
So I just looked it up, right? I did a count. Within 10 minutes, despite constantly going, I'm not interested in this. It's irrelevant to me. I see this ad too much. They refreshed with new ways to lose weight 24 times.
My that is actually God. Sick.
That's insane.
So I'm just saying, start blocking them. It's annoying. Do you get that, Ash?
Well, I actually just checked my first ad. I think it's telling me you're poor because it's National Lottery jackpot.
Oh, very good.
95 million euro.
Oh, lads, it's unbelievable. I don't know. When are they going to leave girls alone?
There
I'm not sure. That's shocking.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Perry Edwards, that's her new tune. And first as a solo artist, it's called Forget About Us on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
That's her first solo tune. And when I first saw it come out, it was called Forget About Us. And I was like, do you think she's talking about Little Mix? Just forget about us. It didn't happen.
It's all about me now.
God.
I'm solo.
Harry is in the
on
past.
My own.
Harry.
Listen, all this week on the show, after 9:30, we've been giving you the chance to win yourself a 200 euro one for all voucher and for an amazing reason as well. So if you're new to this, listen up.
Yeah, we're helping you to get you to know your nuts because testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys, but highly curable when caught early. So the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month. And if something really doesn't feel right, please visit a doctor. Every nut is unique, so get to know yours. All the info, nutsandbolts.movember.com.
We have been getting to know Dave's balls.
Yeah. And my ball bag.
And his ball bag. He's whipping out the ball bag for the last time.
Very familiar with Dave's balls at this stage. I think
I'm ready for this to pass.
Yeah.
This is the last feel of Dave's balls. Emma is going to describe the ball she is feeling. And if you can correctly identify it, you can send us over what sports ball you think it is to 087 711 1038 to win the voucher.
I show you the difference in how busy myself and Emma are as people. Emma was just there doing some edits, doing some works while I was kicking this ball around.
Okay.
And then at one point she went, do we have a ball? I was like, she doesn't even know I've been kicking around for the last 20 minutes. That's how busy she is
I can hear that you were fluting around doing something. Were you kicking the ball off the wall in the studio?
Yes, I was. That's
right,
exactly
okay.
what I was doing.
That's what you're at while I'm sweating.
Emma, without further ado, please close your eyes. I'm going to take my ball out of the ball bag. I'm going to bounce it one time just so you can see what it sounds like.
One hop
like
this time. Okay.
Generic ball bounce,
generic
I would
say. Ball bounce, right? I would say this is quite shiny.
Right.
And it might be something you see. Well, you might have seen it in 2022 in Qatar.
On the telly.
Why? Emma, I'm going to put it in your hands.
There you go.
Please describe the ball in your hands. It's a sports ball, but what kind of sports ball?
It is a sports ball. This is kind of leathery.
Yes.
It is light. I know all balls are light, but this one is very light. It's really airy. It's very well pumped up, very hard. And I presume for the sport you're playing with this, you wouldn't need it. It can't be in any way punctured. You know what I'm saying?
Is Dave's ball firm today?
Dave's ball is very firm. It's a very firm ball.
No hair today?
No hair today. Not squidgy in any way. It feels like there's a little pattern on the ball as well. You know, it's like stitched together almost. The leather is stitched together.
Ouch.
And Dave's had some stitches on this ball. And yeah, what would I say? I can fit it within my hands quite nicely, but my hands are not closed.
Yes.
But I enjoy wrapping my palms around it. It feels nice.
Okay.
There you go.
I think that's a pretty good description, of the ball.
Thank you very much.
What could it possibly be?
If you can guess Dave's ball this morning, send it over in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 with your name to win a €200 one for all voucher.
Shannon's on. She thinks... She knows what type of sports ball Dave had in his ball bag this morning. What's the crack, Shannon? How are you?
No, not really. Just finished a school run.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
And do you have anything on for the weekend?
Working, unfortunately.
Oh, you're working. What do you do, Shannon?
I work in recruitment.
Oh, very.
Oh, you're working. You have to work a weekend.
Weekends, that sucks.
Yeah, I work from home.
Okay.
Do you get a couple of days off then midweek?
Yeah, because I do evenings and weekends, so I don't work throughout the day. I only start in the evening.
Right.
Okay. And that just suits your lifestyle. That's good for you. You're happy enough.
Yeah, definitely works with the kids.
You're the opposite to us.
Yeah, very opposite.
We couldn't be friends, Shannon. We'd never see each other.
Actually, that's not necessarily true because we'd have the afternoons together.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
A bit of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll organise that, so Shannon.
But do that off air. It's unprofessional.
Are you around on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Listen, all this week we're helping everybody, men, I suppose, to get to know their nuts.
Yes, and I've been basically giving Emma and Ashley my ball bag this week, and this is what the ball that came out of my ball bag today sounds like. Right, it is round. Emma said it was leathery and quite
well pumped.
Almost like it was a pattern and well pumped. What is that ball, Shannon?
Soccer, football.
A football. Emma, what I'd like you to do is open your eyes and tell me what is in my hands.
Ah, it's a football!
It's a football!
Oh, we closed it out with a classic.
Congratulations, Shannon. A €200 one for all voucher is all yours, but you got to do me one favour. Will you tell every man in your life to check his nuts and make sure that he's healthy and safe, all right?
I will, thank you.
Go home now and tell everyone, send a few WhatsApps. Lads, are you getting to know your nuts at the moment?
Yeah.
It's very important. All but thanks to Movember. Well done, Shannon.
Well done, Shannon.
Thank you.
We'll see you Tuesday anyway for that coffee.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Shannon sounds scared.
Yeah, she's like, no.
See you,
Shannon. Bye-bye. All right.
And bye, Dave's balls.
Bye, Dave's ball bag.
Bye, Dave's ball bag.
Bye-bye. Irish music now from New Era. This is Birds in the Sky on Spin.
Why am I saying bye? You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Adidas Sambas are bloody everywhere. Adidas Sambas are basically the runners that I got sucked into buying. I never in my life thought I would purchase a red pair of runners.
Oh, they're those things.
They're everywhere.
I thought they were gazelles.
Yeah, I thought they were gazelles as well.
I checked the side of them, actually.
I've never heard of Sambas. I thought they were gazelles.
Sorry, that is a gazelle. But Adidas runners then generally are everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw like a TikTok of it, the Tube in London there recently, and someone just took a video just down on the floor, no one's faces or anything, of everybody in their Adidas. The Adidas runners are having a real
moment
at the moment. I mean, they've always been around, but they're just out in force. They're kind of the fashion thing
are
right now.
Are they comfy?
I think they've taken over from New Balance. New Balance had their kind
had
of
their moment.
Beiges
have had a time as well. Well,
only ever worn Air Force Ones. It's the only thing I ever wear.
It's in don't mind anyone else if you don't want it. But I do see if you walk down Grafton Street, you look at people's feet.
Yeah.
A lot of coloured-y Adidas going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's fun.
They're hailed the shoe of the season. Some of the most chic celebrities, the likes of Hailey Baldwin, Bieber, Bella Hadid, Rihanna and Kendall Jenner have all been wearing these recently. Now, originally designed way back in 1949, it's been such a great time for Adidas because I can only imagine if you're someone who, I don't know, develops that shoe or whatever, pitches the coloured-y shoes and they start kicking off like that, you're like, we're winning. But then eventually, the good days are over. And it just takes, maybe it tires out sometimes, or in other cases, maybe someone that's dubbed quite uncool sports them.
Oh no.
And the dream is over.
Oh no way.
Well, that's not good at all.
The Adidas Sambas have completely lost their street cred apparently because they were worn by the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak.
No way.
Instagram video posted the other day. It was a video explanation of his Conservative government's latest tax and childcare policies. And it was completely overshadowed by these, oh, I want to be like everyone else, shoes. One of the comments, oh, the Sambas, I guess he's one of us now. Someone else saying, oh, the trainers really helped the video become really easily understandable and relatable for me.
Oh my God.
A very sarcastic comment.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't just people online. The British press got on board here and went hell for leather on him.
Everyone's so moody.
Yeah.
Yet another try-hard bid to appear relatable has backfired. This is a guy called Michael Hogan who writes for The Guardian. He says, look down and check what you're wearing on your feet. If it's a pair of Adidas Sambas, I'm afraid you need to take them off immediately and never wear them again. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Blame our leader.
Oh my God.
This is
God.
A thing though. Like, I've known in the past, now I cannot think of, for the life of me, I can't think of a single example, but I know for a fact that there are companies that specifically ask celebrities, certain celebrities, not to wear their product.
No way.
Or they don't allow them to. Do you know what I mean?
Really, like,
there's certain, like, say for example,
they don't want to, like, disrupt the brand.
Yeah, so say this isn't a clothes brand, but say for example Ferrari, okay, they have a very specific type of Ferrari called La Ferrari. Mm-hmm. And they only let certain people drive it. You can't just go and buy a La Ferrari.
Really?
You know what I
mean?
So I think there was a certain celebrity, I think, and I could be absolutely wrong on this, but it could be, let's say for example Bieber, and he wanted to buy one, and Ferrari were like, no, you're not our brand. This was years ago now, but they were basically like, you're not the brand that we don't want to be associated with. You
imagine Adidas onto like Rishi Sunak or even over here Simon Harris being like,
take off our runners,
cease and desist.
Now on the back of all this, and the, you know, there's so much drama online over this all week, people like truly raging, people who aren't, don't like him, he's now apologised to all fans of Adidas Samba trainers.
No, he hasn't. No.
I was a long-time devotee of the brand, he said in a statement. And he spoke to LBC Radio. He said, I issue a fulsome apology to the Samba community. But in my defence, I would say I have been wearing Adidas trainers, including Sambas and others, for many, many years. The first pair my brother got for me many years ago. My first pair of Adidas trainers as a Christmas present. I haven't looked back since.
Oh, would you stop? As if Rishi Sunak is a sneakerhead. Like,
yeah.
It's not happening.
It did get me thinking, though, about like times when, you know, again, we're not in the UK. I don't know what the general population make of Rishi Sunak. What I'm getting from the reaction to this is a lot aren't keen.
They don't like
but
him.
A kind
He's
of
a big Tory.
Oh, yeah. But in a much more kind of worldwide way where we all kind of made our decision and we didn't really have to take long to think about it. When someone strikes evil, they strike evil.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Trump. When he was first campaigning a few years ago, I had recently purchased my very first red kind of Yankees cap.
Oh, no.
I was obsessed with it. I wore it all summer. Next thing, started hearing about this Trump fella. MAGA stuff.
Out come the MAGA
hat. I was absolutely terrified. Didn't wear the MAGA hat. Didn't wear my MAGA hat.
We knew it.
It was a MAGA hat all along.
Never wore my Yankees hat. I was terrified I'd look like I was into him or whatever. And it also reminds me quickly of Matt Hancock. You know, he tried so hard to get his cred back going, and I'm a celebrity after he was disgraced as a health secretary in the UK. And he did a lot of TikTok stuff. Well, he wore Vejas only once.
Oh no, I'm wearing Vejas right now.
No.
Emily Ratajkowski, Emma Watson, all these royal, like even royals like Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle, they loved their Vejas and people were horrified. That was the end of Vejas once they saw them on Matt Hancock's
That's so
feet.
Funny.
It is gas, isn't
We're
it?
All so delicate.
Aren't we? Aren't we? Yeah. How dare he wear a pair of Adidas? You're listening to Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling, and it's Friday, meaning...
One more tune.
Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we face off on One More Tune. I pick a song, as does Dave, as does Ash. You vote for the winner. The song to launch your weekend. I'm going to go with this today.
You be my only, no need to worry. Baby, are you down, 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 down,
down? Sorry.
And she just lost all her votes.
No. Don't hold that against me. I'm sorry.
Is that what the song sounds like?
I'll never sing again. Jay Sean and Down. That is Emma in a WhatsApp. It's such a throwback. That was massive in its day. Get it back on air today. Emma to 087 711 1038.
Kick off your weekend and start with this, though.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals.
gave producer Callum the option of two Maroon 5 songs. I'm so glad he went for that one. That is Animals, Maroon 5. You want that to kick off the weekend? It's Dave in a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038.
This is a polarizing one for me. I have gone for this.
Turn my life around today. Is the day.
Wow.
For a hat trick on One More Tune, and I have rolled out the big guns. If you know, you know, and if you want, by God, you want. This is the song Bet On It, sung by Zac Efron in High School Musical 2. It will never be played on Spin again.
How did you get this over the line? Played,
I don't know. I had to do some crazy things. If you want to hear Bet On It play as the last song of the show, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Very quickly, I've gone for Jay Sean's Down. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Maroon 5 and Animals. That's Dave. And a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Bet On It from High School Musical 2. Aisling to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Normally at this time we hand over to producer Callum, who gives us a little bit of a public roasting of a Friday with the worst bits of the week. In his absence today, it's Ash.
What a week it's been. It was 17 degrees the other day.
You saw Mika yesterday.
I saw Mika yesterday, thank you. And
it's Friday.
Yay. But it can't all be good things, folks. I bring you the worst bits of the week. I swear, I have everything else prepared except for that first line.
Did you just think of that right now?
Yeah.
Amazing. Forgot.
Sorry. On Monday's show, Emma was sharing her grand plans of all the salads she planned to make for the week, but she probably should have learned how to pronounce them first.
Baby kale breakfast salad with quinoa and strawberries?
Quinoa. How do I know it and you don't?
The shocking thing about that is you know.
I knew what it was.
I can't believe you knew that. I'm so impressed. Things got gory on Tuesday and Wednesday when we were talking about scars and how you got them. And we heard from John, who can only be described as a man who was in flitters.
I have scars on my hand and my two legs. I have a scar on my head from having a scar on my shin. I see a tiny scar on my nose, I see a tiny scar on my forehead. Yeah, little scars everywhere.
Man should be in the Lion King.
Yeah, poor John. I came back from holidays on Tuesday. I was very excited to come back, chat to my best friends, Emma and Dave, on the radio. However, Emma wasn't that interested in talking to me.
A lot's gone on since you've been away, Ash, on this very show.
I bet.
Oh, I keep forgetting to pull your mic off.
What the hell? Oh my God, sorry, what the hell is this?
No, don't worry, you have a voice on this show.
My mic wasn't even up. Honestly, I'm in the door 10 minutes and she doesn't want me on. This did happen twice more.
Listen, you get so used to pulling up the two ones as well.
Yeah. And finally, we can thank the good people at Movember for this last one. Here is a short compilation of us talking about Dave's balls.
Dave is getting his balls out.
Oh my God.
Dave getting his balls out.
There's the ball bag.
You're going to flick your balls.
What do you think the ball is in my ball bag today?
I've been Aisling, and those have been the worst bits of the week.
A classy show this week.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Classy week.
I think we've used the word highbrow, or the phrase highbrow ironically, several times this week. Okay, it's coming up on 10. We are running out of time fast. You're voting for One More Tune. What song should close the show literally momentarily? Should it be My Pick?
You'll be my only.
That is Jay Sean and Down. Really need your help if you want this to win. Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 103. Get voting for me, please.
I really need your help. I've gone for this.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight.
Hell yeah. Maroon 5. Called Animals. You want that as the last song of the show? Dave, in a WhatsApp, I really need your votes. 087 711 1038, please.
And it's an Aisling special. I'm going for this. Such an underrated High School Musical track. It's Bet On It from HSM2. Bit of Zac Efron of a Friday. It's Aisling to 087 711 1038 if you want me to get the win.
Emma, Dave, or Aisling in a WhatsApp now, please. We're all craving a win. Aisling's won two back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm off at a hat-trick.
Don't let that happen.
Here's
again.
Hannah Lang and Good Love, It Spins.
It spins, fully charged, recharged.
What are we all at for the weekend?
Oh, what am I doing? I am doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm having a chill
with
one.
A capital nut.
Very excited.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Not a thing.
Neither of you.
I went mad heavy last weekend. I'm doing nothing this weekend.
Oh, lads, I'm terrified. I have two-nighter back-to-back.
Oh, grim.
I have a gig tonight in the Olympia and then tomorrow I'm out again. And honestly, I can't be dealing.
You watch that voice now for Monday.
You're a social butterfly.
You have to do a show on Monday morning.
Then I'm going to go and just take it very handy. Listen, we have our results of One More Tune. You've been voting for my song, Dave's song, or Aisling's song.
You have indeed. And it is a landslide for one particular presenter of this show, Dave. You got a score of 20% for Maroon 5, unfortunately. Emma, you came in at a respectable 34%.
34% for Jay Sean. For Jay Sean.
Yeah. But it is High School Musical 2 that takes the win today.
Wow.
Zac Efron, bet on it, 46%. Thank you very much.
It
have
is
a good
a chill,
day.
To be fair.
Michaela's on the way. Have a lovely weekend.
Sing it out,
see
people.
Ya. Everybody's always talking at me.
Everybody's trying to get in my head. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.